One of the things I teach managers when I teach about stress is indeed listen to your own signals. I had people in interviews who said, I'm not stressed at all. And 10 minutes later, the same people would tell me about nights where they would wake up sweating and ruminating about work-related problems.
Work-related stress, first recognized as a problem in the 1960s, became a hot topic in Switzerland in 2013, following the suicides of two prominent company executives. Who suffers from stress, and how can it be prevented? Here's researcher Norbert Semmer from the University of Bern's Institute for Psychology.
People often assume that it's the people on the top that have the most stress. That's often true in terms of time pressure, but in terms of other stressors, it's usually the people at the bottom who have the highest stressors. And we know from a lot of research that for most indicators of morbidity, you know, be it impaired psychological well-being or impaired health, it's the people at the bottom who have the highest risk. If people have control over things, they can decide themselves how they do it, etc., then that usually helps. Having support helps. You know, if you have colleagues or a boss or whatever who you can talk to when you are not sure about things or have problems, that's very helpful in stress situations.
Lauren Saginaw is a young manager at the multinational online commerce company eBay. She works 12-hour days and travels 50 days a year. Saginaw talked with me about the stress that comes with globalization and a 24-hour society.
When you're not at work, are you able to forget about work?
I'm getting better. I usually have my BlackBerry or my iPhone turned on, and I usually check emails during the weekends, and I'm trying to shut off more, but it is hard because I work for a few of like the top level executives who may need my support on some tasks before, you know, Monday at 8 a.m., especially if it's for the U.S. So I can't always be as tuned out from work on the weekends as I want to be, but I'm improving.
When you hear about other managers suffering from burnout, does it make you worry at all?
Yeah, I think especially lately, it's been stressful. The market's been kind of inconsistent, and I know a lot of people are stressed, and it makes the environment at work more difficult. So it definitely worries me with other managers, with my team, and especially for managers, you really set a precedent. So if you're completely stressed out, your team will be stressed out because you are supposed to be setting an example and be the leader. So definitely feel like stress is systemic and it spreads throughout the organization.
Like Lauren Saginaw, Rudolf Wurzel was an executive living a fast-paced life. The former investment banker suffered a major crisis in his 40s and decided to make a drastic change in his lifestyle. He quit his job and walked from Salzburg, Austria to Nice, France. Now he owns a mountain inn and counsels managers who are undergoing personal crises like he did.
Admitting that you have a problem, admitting that there can be a crisis, is not a point of weakness or a sign of losers. But actually, it's a question of being mature, of having a balanced personality. The key is to give people back power over their lives. You may think that people on the top, they have all the power and tools. The opposite is the case. Very often, those people on the top are driven. They are driven by their own ambition, by expectations from others. They have lost autonomy. A big deal of the solution is to help people to regain autonomy over their life. And how do you do that? I think first is that you step out a bit, see the bigger picture. Where do I stand in life? What actually do I want to achieve in life? What's my purpose? The fix of the problem is not somehow to work on the structure around you, it's harder to work inside you.